Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Simon Yadu, who plays Bottom in Creation's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
Is this your first time playing Bottom?
It's my first time playing Bottom professionally. I played him when I was 11 at school, which, to be honest, I don't really count. I'm fairly sure I'm better this time around. So yeah, it's my first time playing Bottom.
Cool. Is this your first time working with Creation Theatre?
It is. I work with the director, Zoe Seaton, for a company that she runs called Big Telly, and based in Northern Ireland, about 3 years ago. And then she got in touch and mentioned Creation. But I've known about Creation's work for quite a while.
Fantastic. So let's go on to A Midsummer Night's Dream. Is this version of A Midsummer Night's Dream traditional? So is it using Shakespearean language, or is it going a bit more modern?
It does use Shakespearean language, but I'd say it's irreverent in the way that we do it. A lot of Shakespeare obviously is done, you know, in an old style theatre. It just runs straight through, it keeps the text, and we've not done that at all. We've sort of torn it into pieces and spread it around the city. So you have a chance to kind of interact with each of the characters or groups of characters. There's bits of multimedia. The characters are existing in the modern world, so we're not in Elizabethan England, and we're not anywhere, you know, we are in the modern day, and certainly myself as Bottom and the actress who plays the Quince have a chance to sort of improvise around the text quite a lot. But there's a lot of text originally there. If that's what you're looking for, you won't be disappointed.
Okay. So as you've already mentioned, it's sort of set all around the city. Were you at all involved in choosing the locations?
The location that my character is in initially, no. But we did do a bit of scouting around. We knew the sort of area of Oxford that we were going to use, which is sort of around the sort of the station and Botley Road, that sort of area. And we would come up with ideas that were just more appropriate, or we would think, oh, it'd be nice to do something in a different location, and we've managed to make some of those decisions now.
Cool. So is it going as the play does for Shakespeare, chronologically? Yeah.
To some extent. So the structure of it is that it's almost like a sort of treasure hunt. Yeah. And so there's a number of scenes that can happen concurrently, which you sort of find as you sort of rotate through them. But it pushes through to the end, the point where the lovers are married and the play within the play happens. Mm. So broadly speaking, the chronology exists.
Yeah.
But I think the thing is that, you know, because Midsummer Night's Dream anyway has sort of three interlocking stories, it's quite nice to unwind those three strands and see how they would play out in sort of different timescales or the same timescales.
Cool. So what's been your process to get into the character of Bottom?
Well, the thing about Bottom is, which is why I think he lasts down the ages, is that he's an actor. You know, he's a keen amateur dramatics figure. And I think they were funny in the 17th century, and they're funny to us now. And I've worked with a lot of actors, and I've been an actor for a while. And you sort of take on bits of yourself and bits of other people that you know. But the thing about Bottom is he's full of joy. He loves being in front of an audience. And so it's about unleashing that. You know, there's a lot of things that come with performing in front of an audience. You can feel nervous about things or anxious. But actually, I think inside every actor there is something that says, I want to do this and I want you to come and watch me.
Yeah.
So it's about unlocking that bit of myself and running with it and being pleased to see the audience and happy to be performing.
Mm. So do you share any of the other characteristics that Bottom displays?
I'd like to think I've got a bit more self-awareness and that I may be a bit better with my fellow actors. But I think there's a bit of Bottom in everybody, really. But I think, you know, because I think there's something very childlike about his enthusiasm. That's why I love him, is that just can't wait to do everything.
Yeah.
To his own detriment, but it comes from a good place. You know, it comes from a naivety and a sort of celebration of life.
Brilliant. When you've been preparing the character, have you drawn any influences from any celebrities or any celebrity productions of Midsummer Night's Dream?
No, not really. I mean, it's interesting, particularly because this year obviously is the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. Even more than usual, Midsummer Night's Dream has been around.
Yeah.
So the Globe are doing it, and RSC are doing it. It was on the BBC just before we started rehearsals. And I haven't seen any of those productions. Because I just didn't want to. I didn't want to let any of that seep through.
Mm.
I will probably watch two or three of them when I finish playing the part. But no, I don't think so. And what's not, I mean, the way that Zoe likes to work is about, you know, constantly reinventing stuff, create stuff and throw it away. If it's not good, get rid of it. There's a phrase, because she's Irish, there's a phrase that she uses, which is maximum crack. And we're trying to have the maximum crack at all times. And I think the best way to access that is something in you that makes people laugh, you know. And I did a bit of work when I was training with Clown. Some principles of that have really come to the fore in terms of clowning is always sort of for the pleasure of the audience. It's all for the audience. You want to impress them. And there's a lot of that in the mechanicals.
Yeah.
And it fits in with this kind of... A lot of the work I'm doing feels like it's a clown piece. You know?
If you could swap roles with any other member of the cast, who would you swap roles with?
Well, Puck's an interesting character. And Sam, who plays Puck, is brilliant. And he's a much more suited actor to play Puck than I am. He's got certain skills that he brings to bear that I probably couldn't emulate. But I think Puck's another really fun character, so I wouldn't mind to crack at him.
So what have been the main challenges about performing in so many different spaces?
There's a lot of logistical issues with getting everyone round at the same time, which we learn every night, and every night is a bit different. And there are times when it's very, very, very hectic, and then there are times when there's a bit of a gap and you've got to kind of corral everyone together. Because also, you're in Oxford, there are a lot of distractions. You know, people, you know, the worry is that people will walk past an open pub and think, oh, just nip in there, it's cold and wet. So that's been a bit of a challenge. But actually, on the whole, I mean, I must say the businesses that we've been allowed to go into have been extremely supportive and very, very helpful. So in terms of the actual venues, there's been no difficulty, but and the weather hasn't helped. It's been very British. Yeah.
Well put. Do you prefer playing comedy roles or more serious roles?
I think I'd probably veer towards comedy. But I think there's comedy in more serious roles, and there's, if not tragedy, then there's serious moments in pathos and things in comedy roles. And I like that. I like when you can switch, you know. So if you're playing a more serious role, if there is some turn of, you know, because people are funny all the time. We all like to make people laugh. And even in the saddest moments, you can raise a laugh. But similarly, you know, there's moments with Bottom, I think, of where... when his bubbles burst and actually he doesn't get what he wants, or he's scared because, you know, he gets involved with the fairy world, and there's moments where he's taken aback a little bit, and before he gets back on the horse you can sort of bring it to a more serious moment. And I like finding those moments in characters because I think it gives you a more fleshed out person.
Yes.
When you get through that.
Wonderful. And finally, if you could play any character in Shakespeare, which would you choose? Don't say Hamlet.
No, I think that ship has sailed. Genuinely, I would have said Bottom until about, you know, a month ago when I started doing this. Honestly, I mean, it's the part I've been wanting to play like properly all my life. Because when I was 11, it was that and playing Toad and Toad all got me into being an actor. So you can see the little boy that I was. Now, I think, well, it's interesting. I worked on Henry IV, Parts 1 and Part 2 recently. And I did another production that was sort of based around it, for a children's production. And I played Falstaff. And I've never really thought about Falstaff because I'm not 60 and, you know, I haven't got gout yet. And I've realised that's something to aim towards. And I was always aiming towards Lear before. But I think maybe as much as that, Falstaff is just this huge mountain of a character. So I think that feels like on the horizon, that's what I want to aim towards. I'm lucky to still be doing it at that age.
Great, well, I think that's everything. Thank you, Simon.
Thank you.